Me?
Still got some juice left in you?
A little bit left in the tank.
Just a little bit in the tank.
Enough for this show.
All right, we won't go too many miles, man.
No, just a couple. Yeah. Then I'll be good.
No, we'll be good. I'm glad to see you still got it in you, man.
Yeah, I can do it. Yeah, people have been asking for it. They're talking about it to me. I was like, okay, we're going to do it.
Nice. Now, I saw people in the chat. They said, hey, you guys are going to do 8 Big Crumbs tonight. Mm. By the way, welcome, everybody. I'm Dryass Corey Coleman over here. Just a little bit of juice left.
Yes, and I am Christopher Juicy Herman.
And we are here again. We were just here like about 20 minutes ago.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
This is how dedicated we are to the people here.
Just needed a burger break, and you're good to go.
I just had to go see Jack.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, I had to go see Jack. He reached in that box, man. Mm-hmm. Pulled out a spicy chicken sandwich.
Good, I'll get you.
I just need a little spice to push me. And people still being generous.
Excellent.
Seventh Facade.
Oh, my friend Josh. Seventh Facade.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. That's thank you.
9 months in a row. That's nice. Got a Twitch baby on the way.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he's birthing it as we speak.
So whose baby is it? Is it mine or yours?
This is your channel, so it's yours.
Oh, it is? Am I the one that stuck it in there?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
All right.
That's right.
Austin Nick. Austin, well, thank you, man.
Back. Discord Overlord.
Austin Nick, yeah.
Very good.
Mr. Mod Squad himself.
Yeah, that's right.
Over there. I'm glad to see the people coming back in and joining us. We didn't think you'd be around, but glad to have you. Mm-hmm. I'm glad to see that everybody, that you love us enough to keep us going.
Absolutely. Always here to support
us. Is why we do this, man.
Yeah, for the people.
This is why I'm on the verge of getting divorced, because of you.
I'm married to my work.
Yes, I'm married to my work. Mm-hmm. Mia, really, she is starting to think that you and I are not just working anymore. We're just having sex.
Yeah. You're gone for many long hours, well into the night. Come home.
She said, what?
Smelling of me.
Exactly.
You smell like juice.
You smell like Chris Juice.
God, that sounds disgusting when you say it that way.
Yeah. Think how it feels to her.
Much worse.
What can two people talk about for that long?
Nerd shit.
Yeah, nerd shit. Mm-hmm. You're not that nerdy.
Oh, yes, he is.
You must be doing something. Oh, folks. Yeah, man. I went over there. I don't do this for everybody, but I went over to Jack in the Box.
You did.
Got myself a spicy chicken. You just need a little spice.
That's all you need.
A little spicy chicken.
Get things going. It's like, oh, shit, okay, I'm awake.
And I'm ready. Now, you know, if you've been on this channel for a while, and especially if you watch this show, this is the video game show with a little dose of
variety.
There you go. There you go, man. And look at that. It's late, too.
Yeah, I got it. I've been doing this for the last, three plus hours now, so I'm still on it. I still got it.
Yeah, man, not burnt out yet. Because Martin got the hell out of here.
Don't you?
Martin stumbled.
People were even asking me on my stream, so is Martin going to join you for 8 Big Crumbs? I'm like, hell no. Hell no.
And talk about what?
Cuphead.
Yeah, but he hates Cuphead.
Yeah.
Because if Martin was here, I guarantee you, we scrap everything just to talk about Cuphead.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. I'm just like, this will be the topic right now. Martin's like, what? It's back the news, Martin. You know? Be miserable.
Yeah, Martin, I got somebody who wants to say hello.
Mm-hmm.
Carlos.
Yeah.
You know, Puerto Rican Carlos. Mm-hmm. He said he wanted to come in one day while Martin was sitting here. If we can get him to play Cuphead, he was going to walk in dressed like Cuphead. We found a costume and everything.
Oh, really?
I said, man, do you really want to sneak up on Martin when he's angry playing this game dressed as Cuphead?
He'll attack you.
He'll turn around and knock you out.
Mm-hmm.
Martin can't even fight, but he will knock your ass out.
He'll do it. He'll put all his body weight into
He'll choke your ass right now. No, not you.
It can't be real. Who's this, mine? It's his Vietnam.
He'll PTSD think he's kicking in.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's Vietnam.
It's not real. If I kill you, I can wake up. That's how it always works.
I was in this shit. Copy was all around.
I had to jump too many times. That tutorial.
I couldn't get off that title screen. It just said Cuphead over and over again. People, welcome to the show. We're not going to be here too long. We're going to jump right into things because we've already been streaming another show. Now, what we want to do was do a makeup show for yesterday.
Absolutely.
I know. There it is. That is it. People, I'm moving so fast. I forgot to say hello to you. Welcome back, chat fam. OG chat, Cuphead. Oh, he's a Will Martin.
God. That is terrifying.
And the side bitches are back. Drew 8 that is in here. Charisma. Steve's aspirin. Austin Nick is back. Thunder Lee Grave is here again. Premier Phil. Thank you guys for being here. Listen, we're not going to keep you here too long, as I was saying. Yesterday, the internet was knocked out. You might have heard us talk about that on the last show.
That's right.
Just a few mere minutes ago. Mm-hmm. And we weren't able to do the show. So I don't like to see people prepare things. You prepared a good show yesterday.
Mm-hmm. You wrote apparently a lot of good notes.
Yep. A lot of things were out there and ready to go. And you know something? I just think it's sad when we put all our heart and energy into this and then we just have to let it go.
Yeah.
I said, I will not do you like that, Chris.
You can't give up. Thank you.
Can't give up.
Can't do it.
We will never give up on you, Toasties. Even if we have to sit up here all day long and eat Jack in the Box to keep going.
That's right.
Oh, let's see here. Oh, let me see what we got here. I want to make sure things were going good.
Mm-hmm. Things seem to be all right.
Things are okay. Down. I'm not going to lie. I didn't really rush, but I moved very quickly to get stuff up.
That's fine. People understand.
Okay. Just making sure that everything was running smooth. Mm-hmm. And I know the chat is here, so everything is good. All right, folks. So as I said, we're going to move into things very quickly. We're not even going to do a commercial break right now. Maybe at the end of the show.
Yeah.
I don't know if we'll take emails tonight. Maybe one or two. Oh, thank you. Nick Luzzi's back again. What's up? Thank you, Nick Luzzi.
Yeah.
Really appreciate
that. Just got done talking with him.
And Nick, it was really great talking to you tonight, man.
It was.
I had a great time talking to Nick, man. I loved it. We talked to him on the DT Discord. Mm-hmm. You can find that tinyurl.com/the DT Discord. We got that working tonight. Looking forward to speaking to you people more on here. Oh, who is this? Get your grandma out of here.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Get her out of here, but leave the subs. Yes. Get your grandma out of here.
She's subbing too.
I've seen him in there. Yeah. Oh, these people got some energy in here tonight.
What is that? S-Z-N-D.
S-Z-D-N-E millennial.
Come up in here. That's great. This is Corey on Discord. Where's the any key?
That is me.
Yeah.
That is me.
Yeah. Yeah, but you're still learning.
I'm still learning. How's your Discord abilities going right now?
I'm still learning.
You're still learning. Okay, that's us together.
Yeah.
But we're getting it, man.
We are.
We're getting it. We'll be right up there. We'll be Discord pros in a mere couple of weeks.
Absolutely.
Oh, we got to do a 12-hour stream.
You do?
Yeah. Next month, get you to make a bonbon sandwich.
I'll do it. Bon me, apparently.
No, don't try to do it now. No. Keep your bonbons.
People get mad at me about that, by the way.
Are they? Really?
Oh, man, you don't even know. Certain social media platform.
Okay, say no more.
You know. And basically, I was being racially insensitive. To the banh mi sandwich. I was being very disrespectful to the culture of the banh mi sandwich, the people of the banh mi sandwich. I was just not a good person. They're trying to cancel me. I was a racist.
I heard something about this because first of all, don't go over there.
Someone had sent me like, have you seen this? And I'm like, what? And then I went back and I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah. I don't mean anybody disrespect and I wish everybody well on you, but I stay off of certain platforms.
I know.
Not because my feelings are hurt, not because I get angry. It's just because that is what they are there to do,
to talk shit.
And I just don't have time to try to like convince people.
Sure.
That this is not us, or
it's a joke,
you know. Or yeah, you know. I don't have time to convince people otherwise.
Yeah,
if we are shitty, awful people that somehow you can't stop watching, then believe me, I'll like anybody watching, even if it's hate watching.
Sure,
just watch. I don't care. Now you got me there. I'm shallow like that.
Yeah, you're giving us money anyway, so
yeah, thanks. Exactly. I'm shallow like that. Yeah, you can hate watch, but I just don't want to hear it, so I just stay off of there. So they said to them.
I was being racist. It's like, oh, that's adorable. Look at you trying to cancel me. Look at you. Oh.
Well, I've already been accused of being racist too over there. Mm-hmm, yeah, they picked up something.
Of course, they'll take one thing and they'll run with it.
I've already been.
They tried to do it to me initially with the N-word.
The N-word, yeah.
The N-word. I was like,
somebody found something that I was accused of being racially insensitive to,
right.
Indian people or something. I don't know. I've had a couple of assassination attempts on me.
Mm-hmm. You survived them. You dipped and dodged and weaved out of it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. I'll come out.
Yeah.
I'll come out moving. Yeah, man. So, yeah, you know, I don't, like I said, I don't worry about it. A lot of people think it's from a disrespectful point of view of ours. And it's like, it's not any disrespect. I listen to all criticism, but if you're just there to tell lies, Oz went on there and he saw the Bond Me thing. Like, man, they do not like Chris on this.
I was
like,
they don't.
I was like, you know what? They do that to everybody. Mm. I said, you, sir, will have your day too. No. I think Martin probably saw somebody made up something about him. He's like, man, they all right over there.
Oh, I know. I was like, okay, Martin.
Yeah. No. No, they're not bad. I was like,
Just wait.
All right. Have fun, man.
Yeah, yeah. Come back next. Did you hear what they said about me? What is this?
Come back, clothes all torn up.
I was so nice. And it's like, it doesn't matter now, does it?
Yeah. Nah. No, I tried. I tried to be nice.
Bless their hearts.
Yeah, I made an attempt to reach out and be nice. I said, man, let's just drop the bullshit. I was like, I'll listen to anything you got to say. They doubled down.
No, you weren't reading what we were saying.
Yeah. So I do not have time. I'm busier than ever. I don't have time to go up there and argue with people.
I had to go over because the person sent me a link. I was like, oh god, I got to hear this. Nope, maybe they'll get me one day.
Bond the Stampede. Thank you so much.
Good guy.
Yeah. Yeah, people. So let's talk about good things, though.
Yeah.
Let's talk about people that do like us and people we do like. And we do like to go out and do shows for you and talk about cool stuff. And we got that here today. Mm-hmm. Folks, on the show today, we have for you, there's a demo out there of what Ghost of Tsushima could have been.
That's right.
Also, Ubisoft. Finally have they're having a reckoning.
Yeah.
Right now. Apparently they're going to go in and take care of all the I don't know how you want to put it.
Sexual harassment and sexual assault allegations.
I like to say grabbing ass and titty over there.
No.
Yeah, you know, let's just grab it. Yeah. Apparently if you want to work at Ubisoft and you had ass and titty, somebody had to grab them.
Yep.
Yeah, pretty bad place, but they say, hey, you know what? We good now.
Yeah. Now that was all aired. All their dirty laundry was aired.
Yeah, exactly. We'll listen to the points that they are going to be taking to be a better, more sensitive, and less grabby environment.
That's good.
Yeah, we got to start somewhere.
Yeah, it's true.
How about chopping people's hands off of it?
Biblical shit. That's some Old Testament law right there.
You can't grab nothing. No. Man, they are so fucking grabby over there. Those hands really will come alive and just start grabbing shit.
Oh, we gotta kill it.
Yeah. Look like crabs walking around and shit. Get this off me. Also gonna be talking about G4 returns.
That's right. Surprising.
Some people might remember some programming over at G4. Well, it's coming back. Some news on the sequel for Final Fantasy Remake, Splinter Cell news, speaking of Ubisoft, and I'm sure a few other things that I haven't really put out there, but we'll get to those as we come to them. A lot of stuff to talk about today, but we're going to get through it, and we're going to not waste any time. But folks, just to keep some consistency right here, I'm not sure if we are going to be taking emails since we kind of had to get the show going and move on because it's late. We don't want to keep you guys here too late. You've been here with us all day. We love you, but we don't want to take up all your time. So I'll tell you what. Let's just cut to the chase right here. Let's get all the stuff over with that we have to do, that we usually do at the beginning of the show. Hey, email us, kcoolmans@gmail.com. And let us know what your plans are for Austin sometime by emailing us, kcoolmans@gmail.com. Email us with any kind of questions, comments, compliments, insults, input, and our advice. Hit us up on the social medias, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. And if I'm taking all of your emails, Mr. Juicy Herman.
You can follow me on Twitter at Chris J. Herman, on Twitch, Instagram, and Discord, Mr. Revan Sevens. Check out my YouTube channel, Class in the Glass.
And as I was saying, people, when the time is right, we'd love to hang out with you once again. Used to have you up in the Double Toast Studios right here. It feels so empty without you. But you know what else is not here? Corona. And we want to keep it that way. So we usually don't like to say this to people, but keep your ass away from us. But when the time is right, hit us up and let us know your plans for Austin. kcoolmans@gmail.com. We'll try our best to safely accommodate you. I see you have a little bit of that creep juice left.
Of course.
That creepy juice.
That tank is always full.
Yeah, I see that, yeah.
I got more to spare. I got extra.
Oh, all right, folks. And you've been so kind tonight. You really have. You were so kind on our other show, and you're still giving us some generosity.
Thank you.
Appreciate that so much. So I would ask that you continue to support, because you don't have to pay anything to do so. If you have an Amazon Prime account, get yourself a free Twitch Prime subscription. Ooh. For absolutely free. And if you were gifted a sub or gifted yourself a sub, when the time comes to renew, please do that. Please, please, please do that. That's very important. And if you're tired of renewing, then get yourself a tier one, tier two. I can count tier three sub right there. Oh, my God. So many tiers.
Vapors.
Vapors. And we got extra emotes in there. Have one emote that I'm still looking for. Like I said, I'll let you know when it comes up. You'll tier notice three. It when you see it. All right, folks. Let's see what we got here. Let's get on with the show.
Do it.
Let's move on with things. See, look at that. We did that pretty expeditiously.
We did. Oh, good word.
Let's start out. Start out with some good news, man.
Sounds good.
Ghost of Tsushima. Big hit with the critics and the consumers out there. Everybody's loving it. You're playing it.
I am. I'm really enjoying my time with it. The more I play, the more I like it.
Really? You said, yeah, I talked to you before we started. You were saying how much you've just been drawn into the world.
Yeah, the open world. It's definitely one of the best open worlds I've played this year. And the combat, man. Especially just the sword play. A lot of RPG mechanics in there. A lot of variety in terms of that. Like how you're able to move around different stances. How you can handle like different enemies with a sword or a shield or a spear. There's a lot of variety. Now I'm really digging it. And the score is beautiful too.
Oh, look, I've seen it. The atmosphere is beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
The score is beautiful. Nice characters in there. Mm-hmm. Sounds like you love slicing people up, man.
Oh, absolutely. It's my favorite part.
Yeah. You enjoy being a badass samurai.
Yes, I do.
Here's the thing. If you're like Chris and you enjoy being a badass samurai, thing is, instead of being a badass samurai at one time, instead of being that, you could have been a parkour dude who throws chemicals in people's faces at a steampunk medieval city.
You could have been. That was an option at one time.
Boy, sucker punch, you fucked up with that one, didn't you, man? Instead, you made this dumb samurai shit.
I want to throw chemicals in people's faces.
We could have been like dressed up like a like an 80s breakdancer with a headband on walking around.
Pretty much, yeah.
You know, you could have been playing a game that was totally different. Absolutely. Is what we're saying. Mm-hmm. You could have been playing a game called Prophecy. Prophecy was a totally different thing. Now, what I do admire about this is that they created their own different world.
They did.
Like I said, it was a bit, believe me, it's like when you put those words together, steampunk, medieval, 80s flavor. So,
there's a lot going on in there.
So, yeah, folks, it was a... That was probably the coolest thing about the news hearing this, is that they did create just some different world of their own. But that world wasn't good enough when compared to what they had with Ghost of Tsushima.
Apparently.
And they scrapped that. And you can see a lot of hints. And they say, as they say in the industry, DNA.
Yeah, exactly.
You can see that. Do you want to watch some of this?
Yeah, let's watch some of it. Give people an idea of what it could have been.
Yeah, this is Prophecy. This is is that what it's called? Just Prophecy?
Prophecy, yeah.
Prophecy. Is there any more that you know about the story with this?
No, it was more like a segment of gameplay and kind of showcasing the combat, the open world, the aesthetic.
Let's go ahead and take a look at some of the gameplay. And if you've already played Ghost of Tsushima, you might recognize some of the stuff that they took from that, from this game to make the game that you're playing now. Let's take a look.
Ah.
I totally got that wrong. I don't know why he's wearing a headband. He's got a rag on, but it's on his face. I'm glad to see. It's a goddamn shame when this video game's character is more responsible than half these people.
I know. Ahead of its time.
Got his mask on. Look, before the corona, he was prepared.
Before it was a political statement.
Before it was a political statement, this man was ready.
Hey, that don't belong to you. It belongs to them.
Back off, friend.
Hey, boss! Got a thief over here!
Good luck, friend.
He does have that man bun, though.
Oh, he's watching that. Carry that over. We definitely got to keep the man bun.
Yeah, yeah.
Hipsters.
You could tell this was made a while back, back when the man bun was cool.
Where to run, Drifter? Well, well. Abel Tavora, the most wanted man in all of Glascony, reduced to petty thievery. Means I get to keep the reward for your capture. And take a little souvenir for myself.
He's doing too much talking. That's never a good sign.
That's how you know you're about to get his ass whooped.
Never monologue.
Yeah, monologuing. The dude over there is being too cool.
Just staring at you.
Just staring at him.
All right, well, wait until you're finished. Okay, keep going.
Things on your head, not your hands.
Impressive.
Nothing scares the mighty Tavora.
Like, any little thing's gonna set him off.
Yeah, yeah. You know, that's why he deserves that shit, man. He's got a sword in his hand. Could easily just gut the guy right there.
No, he
got to do theatrics, man.
So maybe there is something. You should have left this city when you had the chance.
I'm sure that's what you would have done.
Looks hot.
See, you know, fucked up now. Yeah. All that goddamn talking. Yeah.
Perfect.
Pocket sand!
And I'm getting the fuck out of here!
That's all we have.
Got some chalk powder in his head.
Yeah.
Booyah!
Tavora?
You are a dead man.
Oh, my neck, my kidney.
You didn't get very far.
Oh, here comes the dude.
Yeah.
What's wrong? Run out of tricks.
Got him.
No. Spoken way too
Shit.
Soon.
Fuck.
Nah. Nah. Give me a minute.
You can tell that's a cutscene because that dude would have caught his ass by now. Get your fat ass over
here.
Just climb this shit.
Yeah, much easier. Cooler.
Shit. God damn it. I got. Excellent.
But that's from Ghost of Tsushima going through things like that.
Okay, I was going to say.
The DNA is here. Yeah.
I was going to ask you, because it looks a lot like Assassin's Creed.
Oh, it's very much Assassin's Creed. There's no question about that.
Yeah.
That's what they probably want. Because, you know, people have already said Ghost of Tsushima, that is very similar to Assassin's Creed, the open world and thing. The combat is different, but they are similar. This is too similar to Assassin's Creed.
Yeah.
Especially because it looks like the first one, too.
Especially with like the way you gutted that guy, you knifed that guy at the beginning. I mean, the only thing it didn't do was just slide out your wrist.
Exactly.
You know, the blade.
I was expecting, is the hidden blade going to be there?
Yeah.
Yeah. It was just too similar.
Yeah.
You're going to die yet, Tavora. What are you waiting for? Get to work.
Yes, sir.
Tavora's been spotted. I think he came this way.
I'll search down here.
Stay calm.
No perfect vision.
Fuck you!
Oh, got that other guy too. I'm fine.
Now, is he sneaking or did he actually hurt himself?
No, he hurt himself. He's like, shit.
Shit. Oh, God. Fuck. God damn it, my tailbone. it doesn't look bad as far as the world goes, but as gameplay goes, it's very, like you say, similar to Assassin's Creed.
Yeah. So that, I guess they made the right decision.
Yeah,
that's why they scrapped it.
You know, it's funny looking at this, man. So this was from 2015 that they were putting this together. So I wonder how much how completed this game was.
I don't think it was that. This might have been just a level that they had worked on as kind of concept. And they probably, obviously were pitching it to Sony. Maybe the decision was made. Because 2015 was also the release of Infamous Second Son, I think. And so they probably had a number of people working on this, but they didn't go forward with it. That's when they spent the rest of their time working on Ghost of Tsushima.
Yeah.
Probably starting in 2016.
Yeah.
4 years.
Yeah. Because this was done after Second Son. So they say 2015 is probably when this started. Mm-hmm. I've always been amazed, though, at you create this level of depth in a game.
Oh, yeah.
Because, it's not just the graphics. There's the programming. Mm-hmm. There's all the gameplay involved with it. There's the full immersion with it. And it's like, man, to look at something and just say, all right, well.
Not working.
Yep.
It's got to kill somebody, Definitely. Someone's like, this is going to be a whole new franchise. It's going to make my career. It's like, nah, we're not going to go in that direction.
Yeah.
Completely the opposite.
I mean, I can understand movies being reshot in certain areas. And I can understand, artwork being redone.
But games.
That's hard enough. But games are such another level.
They take so much longer.
I wonder how much it costs to even do what little we're seeing here.
Oh, probably tens of millions of dollars.
Tens of millions of dollars.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no question.
Yeah.
Oh, that was pretty fucking cool. That was badass. Restart that.
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, he just exploded.
I don't even know if he meant to do that.
I was like, oh, shit, that was cool. That was neat.
Man, he threw some gunpowder or something on the guy, like I said, I don't even know if that was an accident or if that was done on purpose.
Pakistan!
Sorry. You're like, shit, I didn't even know I could do that.
Okay, they need to add that pocket sand attack to Ghost of Tsushima in an update.
That is badass. They don't have that in Ghost of Tsushima?
They have like black powder bombs you can throw people in sticky bombs. They're like, what the fuck? And it explodes in their face and stuff, but not something like that where it's just pocket sand. That'd be
you can't
cool.
push somebody to where people are just making s'mores a little while ago.
Nope, that is not in the game. At least I haven't experienced that yet.
Shit!
Damn,
my arm even hit this dude back. Did you see that dude in the back?
Yeah, he exploded.
He got somebody in the back.
Whacked by an arm.
Yeah, this dude in the back got hit by a body limb. Look at this. Look at this. Yeah, look at this dude.
Shit. Oh, you're right. Yeah. Oh, yeah, there's limbs.
Great.
That guy's burning inside of his armor. That's a bad way to go.
Oh, he's cooking.
Yeah. Shit, hear that shit. I'd say that, too.
I like the way he says shit. He's like, God damn, did I do this?
Glad it wasn't
wow.
me.
Wow. Yeah, man, that looks cool. I mean, it looks like it could have been a cool game on its own. I wonder what their thought process was to make them stop.
Yeah, maybe they'll go into more details, but then again, it did leak, so they're probably not going to say too much. Until after Ghost of Tsushima has sold, 10 million units or something.
Yeah, and there's still a bunch of assets that you can go out there and see online. There's, stuff that you probably won't see in this little bit of gameplay. There's assets that you probably won't see used here that you can see that was going into the game.
Featuring different levels.
Yeah, featuring different levels and whatnot. Yeah.
Parts of the environment. Yeah.
So, yeah. Yeah, it looked like it was a promising game on its own.
It does. It's rare to see something, like when you see a leak, it's always kind of like shitty or whatever, or very rough. But this is like a full thing here.
Yeah, it's kind of, it's very polished right here,
yeah,
man.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's see here. So, been talking about Assassin's Creed. Speaking of Ubisoft over there,
although they would probably want us speaking about them right now.
I would doubt it because there's a lot of talk and chatter going on with Ubisoft these days, and not all of it is that good. You think it'd be all about the games that they put out, but no. Let's talk about sexual harassment. Let's talk about it. I would say this about Ubisoft. Ubisoft, as we talked about before with some of the games, they've put out some of the greatest villains in gaming. Like we've talked about Voss Yeah, boss is like, he's about to sexually harass somebody.
You know, boss is like, you're goddamn right. I'm take off your pants.
Take off your shirt. Let me see your man boobs. But little did we know that Ubisoft was the villain the whole time. The biggest villain.
Mm-hmm. And it's great inspiration internally.
Who would have known that they'd be the final boss that you would have to go up against?
Oh, yeah.
While we've been enjoying their games, they have been grabbing ass and harassing their employees. It was part of their work culture. Hey, you know, if you want to work here, you know, somebody grab you. That's just what we do.
Yeah. Matter of fact, it was encouraged and even rewarded if you did it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Hey, you know, they go out drinking and tell people, hey, yeah, you
about
know.
Their exploits.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. I'm surprised this hasn't been a bigger deal with Ubisoft, especially now, again, with women empowerment, safety, sexual harassment, lawsuits being more and more. That's surprised Ubisoft hasn't come out a lot stronger and a lot louder. But it is out there, and they said that, you know what, that's old Ubi. You know, there's new Ubi over here.
Matter of fact, we're rebranding ourselves. New Ubi.
Yeah.
You love it?
Newbie Ubi Ubi.
There you go. Perfect.
Yeah, you know, we don't do that anymore. We're cleaning house. This is, you know, those were those assholes. You know, we have a plan to actually clean up the place right here.
Good.
Yeah. Have you heard? What have you heard about this?
It's a 5-part plan of them doing the internal investigation, them actually put in place these after they learn about everything, even though they already know all these things, and making it basically at the end of the day, they're doing the paint by numbers, what you need to do to address something when there's been a widespread sexual harassment allegations in your company for years. This just started like a month ago. Well, not like it was happening for a year. Now, this was happening for a very long time. They knew it, and now they're just going to do a one coat of paint, try to cover it all up, but it's obviously there.
Going through, and as they put it in business speak, we are making internal changes.
Sure, I'm sure you are.
At our company to make sure that we respect everyone, especially the women who we so freely and carelessly just treat it like property.
Yeah, you know those broads that work for us.
Yeah,
we're gonna do things. Yeah,
you know, yeah, we're gonna be nice to these bitches. I mean these. The lovely ladies out here.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. You know, these loudmouth complaining ass ladies over here. You know, they've had one of the company heads come out here.
Yvette Gilmour.
What? How do you say his name?
Yvette Gilmour. And he is the head of Ubisoft. And he is known about, they put out, like in the allegation, he is known about this for the entire time. And he's the one that's presenting this 5-point plan. It's like, oh, I'm finally going to address it. There's actually a great piece online when he had a shareholders meeting, and they went into details. Great question is like, I want to know, did you know about this, which makes it even worse, or did you not know about this because that it makes you incompetent? You have to tell us like what happened. And he gave some non-answer. So he absolutely knows what's going on, and he's just doing the paint by numbers, trying to cover himself and to save his ass. So this guy's a piece of shit.
Yeah, he looks like a piece of shit. Yeah, I'm looking at him. He looks like a
doing that.
Yeah,
we care about our employees. Yeah.
He looks like a villain from one of these movies where a woman would complain.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
You know, the woman would come in and tell him, and they'd say that all these horrible things happened to him. He'd look like that and be like, "Do you like your job? What are you going to do about it?"
And they start threatening her.
Yeah, it start threatening her. You know,
intimidating her.
We can talk. Why don't you turn around for me?
Mm-hmm. You know, do a little show.
Yeah, that's nice. While you're talking, you do a twirl for me.
You're quite beautiful, you know.
Yeah,
it's like shit like that. Yeah, some Bond villain shit.
Perhaps we could talk about this over drinks
at my place.
He looks like some motherfucker that pulls something like this.
Yeah.
But he puts out a quote: "I am determined to make profound changes in order to save my job."
At least he's honest. I'll give him that. At least he'll be honest with it.
Actually, he didn't say that.
Yeah, no, I know.
I wish he had, because that's what he's saying.
That would have been honest.
We already have acted swiftly and firmly, announcing and introducing large-scale initiatives intending to transform our organization. Our overriding aim is ensuring that all Ubisoft employees have a safe and inclusive workplace environment. As a leader in our industry, we have to be intransigent in order to create an exemplary culture where everyone feels respected and valued. This is vital to ensure that I stay out of prison and that I continue to get paid lots of money. And that all the talented people who make up Ubisoft feel fulfilled in their jobs.
My question would have been for him, then why wasn't this stuff put in place beforehand? Why only now that it was finally revealed that all this stuff was going on within this past month, do you suddenly find yourself obligated to make sure your employees are treated well and not being harassed? It's such bullshit.
Yeah, I mean, it's because they turned up the heat.
Yep.
That's why, because it got out there.
Yep.
Because this is a different time now. Mm-hmm. You know, when this stuff was a lot of cultures in the creative industry, man, they've had some growing up to do.
Yeah.
Whether it's because they don't know how to treat their employees as people and respect them as human beings and workers who they just go in and take advantage of them and get them to crunch. You know, we've talked about this
SFX Studios and other developers.
Naughty Dog.
Yeah, Naughty Dog.
Where they just they work their employees to, you know, I say to death, but they do work them to insane levels to where they gotta hire people who are mentally ill who would do that, and then maybe they'll keep you around, maybe they won't.
Yep.
You know, there's been a lot of immaturity that's gone on in these industries, and now there's been a lot of heaviness. You know, and a lot of people say, you know, that's just a label now, but it's true. A lot of toxic masculinity going on.
It's that work culture. It's been around for a while.
Yeah, and now that you know, and Ubisoft has probably had this for a long time.
Yeah, clearly,
and it is so much that it was, again, just assumed that this was okay. Mm-hmm. But now, hey, they say, hey, you know what? We got a five-step program that we're going to put into effect to go in and actually try to make the workplace
address it.
Make the workplace a little bit more respectful. They say here one is a series of investigations by independent external consultants. Two, a review of the composition and reorganization of the editorial department. Three, a transformation of its HR process in order to better prevent, detect, and sanction inappropriate behavior.
Because the human resources department, they actually covered all this up. And they would move around. They're like the fucking Catholic Church. They were moving all their people around any time that the harassment got so overwhelming. It's like, okay, we're just going to put you in a new country now. And then they'll repeat the same thing until we got to move you again. Because all these company heads were grandfathered in. They've been working there so long. It's like, well, I guess we can't fire them.
Yep,
so we got to do it that way. Yeah.
Because you probably got harassed by somebody that looked like him.
Yep.
And then you go to HR, and it's probably the same person, him.
Mm-hmm. It's like, yeah, you did the little turnaround.
Yeah.
It's like, how can I help you?
Hello.
I see you've joined me again.
Fancy meeting you again. So about that drink.
God damn it.
Yeah, man. Four, they say here, a group-wide questionnaire to obtain their feedback on a totally anonymous basis. And
by the way, that shit is not anonymous. Anytime they say it's anonymous questionnaire, like I do anonymous questionnaires, I see all that shit. I know exactly who did it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, yeah, anonymous. That's bullshit. They're going to weed out the people that they know are going to actually say negative things. Like, okay, in the next 2 weeks.
Yeah, use that shit to look for rats.
Yeah. Be very careful with that.
Yeah. I wouldn't trust that shit.
Nope.
Yeah, man, that anonymous shit never works, man.
Mm-hmm.
And they say this has been put in place talking and listening sessions for employees on
Come
all
to
sites.
The honeycomb hideout.
Thank you. Five, a head of workplace culture has been appointed and a new position of head of diversity and inclusion has been created. And they added a sixth one at the last minute here. Keeping our hands to our fucking selves.
How many go?
Yeah, you know, you
basic
that's
shit.
Really the only one you kind of need.
That would be good. You learned that in kindergarten.
Yeah.
We're going to reinstitute it in Ubisoft right now.
Yeah, that's kind of the only one you really need right there. If that rule had been put into place a long time ago, we wouldn't have to have this conversation.
Very
we wouldn't
true.
Have to have all these steps.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll see, man. A lot of these things, again, hey, look, you got to start somewhere.
That's true. At least it's actually happening.
Yeah,
but I think that. But still, I mean, when the source is already rotten, when the person, the head of the company, is already, you know, has done some pretty nefarious shit, or at least covered for the nefarious shit, and it's like, I don't know how much this is actually going to change.
Yeah,
I feel horribly for the people who were harassed sexually by these people. And, yeah. they even let them go. They just let them resign quietly. There's like not even like a proper shame. They have all their tens of millions of dollars. Probably their exit pay.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. So all these people who did this shit, they'll be all right. I mean, you know, the names of a lot of these people not even getting out there.
Sure.
So they get to walk away anonymously almost and still get their pay
and retire and probably get royalties.
Yep.
Forever.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I don't know. Which is why I am shocked to hear at Ubisoft that they scrapped all of these games that would have had potentially female leads.
Yeah, those broads.
Yeah. Why don't you take the girl out? Well, we can't grab them.
I mean, they're not real. Come on. Yeah. That's no fun.
You know what? Can we put another character in that'll grab the ass and titties? Can we do that? No, then take them out.
Too much. It'll be too expensive. Yeah. Too many assets involved. Got to mocap that too.
Yeah. Especially in a lot of the Assassin's Creed games. You know, there were plans to put female lead characters in there, and they just said nah, because the age old argument, female leads will just not sell as well as their male counterparts.
My son, you're old enough now. My father's spear holds a certain burden, but you're ready.
You're not a girl, so watch out.
Now I would go back to the kitchen where I belong. And let a man grab me on the way.
Mm-hmm. That's how it is.
Yeah, man. So outside of the all of the abuse allegations, all of the harassment allegations, turns out they, unless a woman was bent over or allowing them to grab them or harass them, they give a fuck about them.
Pretty much. They go into more detail what specific Assassin's Creed is. Apparently, for Assassin's Creed Origins, which was going to be the Egyptian, that's the Egyptian one, you were supposed to be the female character. And so you play as the husband. They actually originally wanted the female character, but it's like, that's not going to work. With Assassin's Creed Odyssey, which is the Greek setting, the main protagonist was going to be female. Like, we're going to do it again. But they said, no, have it be either male or female. That's why they added the character of Alexios, who's also supposed to be Cassandra. And then we had, even before those, you had Assassin's Creed Syndicate, where they said, let's cut down all the lines and scenes with Evie, even though it's like you play as both characters, and let's do a greater focus on Jacob.
Technology. Yeah. Progress. And so, yeah, I guess you played all these.
I haven't played all of them. I just read about them, and I did a little research on the characters. From the rich,
it's crazy. Yeah, yeah. But stealing from the poor. This is coming from an anonymous tip from Ubisoft somebody who worked at
employee, Ubisoft, former employee, or possible still employee.
Yeah, you know.
But it makes sense.
At least for Valhalla, they have a female character that is going to be prominently.
It's the option where Ivor will either be male or female.
At least you get a choice.
Yeah, exactly.
What,
yeah.
Elvor?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it was, and a lot of this, again, is coming, these decisions are coming from the heads of Ubisoft. I got this gentleman right here. Was this Serge
Hascott?
Hascott.
Whatever the hell his name is.
Yeah.
And he was one of the people who was accused of doing all the sexual harassment and assault. One of the major guys, one of the most infamous people. And he left recently. He resigned with all his tens of millions.
He was
dollars.
One of the main driving forces behind. Yeah, as you say, keep these dumb broads out of these games.
Pretty much.
Yeah, boy, that must have been a shitty place to work if you were at the
woman.
For a woman, if you were at the worst receiving end of all of it. Mm-hmm. Like you said, all this shit was encouraged, man.
Courage and rewarded.
Wow. So these guys, what is their
French?
They French? Mm-hmm. Okay. God damn. They look like just shitty French people, don't they?
That's right. You'd be the guys that would go along with the Nazis when they were occupied.
Yeah, exactly.
That's who you'd be.
Yeah. Yeah, you know. Like, I don't usually like to sit back and, you know, be all America and patriotic, but this does look like the motherfuckers that we would have an American action hero fighting.
Oh, yeah.
If they came over here like to pull a heist.
You're like a shitty version of Hans Gruber.
Yeah. Yeah, they look like fucking European trash bad guys. Yeah. Euro trash bad guys.
Euro terrorists, yeah.
Yeah. Which I guess they are.
Turns out, actually, that's an apt description.
Even wearing those, even that fucking, this zip-up turtleneck looks villainous.
Yeah, I'm fancy, but I'm also modern.
God damn.
It's all black. Sleek.
You just can't wait for James Bond to kill these motherfuckers, man.
I know, I'll get him.
Yes, people. Is there any news that is good with Ubisoft? I guess so, if you're a Splinter Cell fan.
Yeah. It was leaked.
Yeah, there's an actor, Sam Fisher. He does some voice
work. Sam Fisher's the character.
Yeah, he does voice work. Yeah, he's the character. He hinted that there would be a new Splinter Cell game on
the Italian voice actor for Sam Fisher basically said, yeah, there was supposed to be a Splinter Cell game in 2020, but COVID, that delayed it. So it's going to come out in 2021. Now, I'm sure that actor signed an NDA and he's going to lose all his money because he was very open. Yeah, it's going to happen. Yeah. No, we're supposed to get it. I guess it's going to come out in 2021 now, but I did all my lines. It's coming. It's a bit shocking. And people have been asking for a Splinter Cell for a very long time.
Yeah.
How it felt to see in the dark. Hanging inches from your enemy.
That's him grabbing a female employee. Come here,
they
girl.
They have to get creative eventually. Yeah, they made a competition. Yeah. How can I grab her now? I'm like, I got one.
Yeah, some chick just tried to go to the bathroom. Some dude's waiting on her. Inches. Girl, let me holler at you real quick.
Terrible.
Yeah, man. There is so much hot water right now. You think that this guy could release it? Maybe he released saying like, hey, you know what? I know a lot of shit about y'all.
Oh, I would be surprised. That'd be kind of interesting.
Yeah, take my money away.
My whole thing would be, it's like Ubisoft is going to start throwing all their games out there just to distract. That's what they do at the Ubisoft Forward event. Like they didn't even take the time to address it. The allegations, like, we're not going to talk about that, just about good names. Like, that would have been the perfect opportunity. If you want to go off on the right foot, address the allegations as soon as you do it. Don't make excuses. Well, we already did the video. You know what? You can edit the video. I use Premiere Pro. I'm not the most talented editor in the world, but I could fucking add about maybe a minute long intro before we show the rest of the video.
Yeah,
so,
exactly.
Bunch of bullshit. And that's why I'm like, I don't think they're taking it serious enough. Certainly, Yuval Gomo is certainly not taking it seriously. And I doubt they'll address it again the next Ubisoft Forward they're going to have later in the year. But that's when they'll probably reveal Splinter Cell, too, as a distracting tactic.
Yeah.
And I'm an old-school Splinter Cell fan, but it's just like, hearing all this shit, it's just like, damn, it's disappointing.
You know what I'm talking about? Using all the types, like the James Bond villains and the Die Hard villains. I take all that back. That just looked like a motherfucker you want to slap.
Oh, yeah. Got that face.
Yeah, like you'd be at a party and he would just talk some shit to you. You know, I could see him being at a party and you just try to be nice to him. You're like, dumb American. You know, I was like, I could see him pulling some smug shit like that.
He'll mutter under his breath in English just so he knows. Like, I'm talking about
you. I could just see somebody talking shit like that. And I mean, maybe I'm just projecting too much, but he just looked like a motherfucker that needs to have his ass whooped.
Oh, he does, especially now.
Yeah. Like, if I did see him at a party, before I even knew him, before I even knew anything about him, I'd probably look at him and be like, man, you grab women, don't you?
I don't say and tell.
I didn't say I did not.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean?
Damn. I just want to grab him by that fucking turtleneck and just choke his ass with it.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I hate
to that face up.
These smug motherfuckers. I've ran into European motherfuckers like that. Mm. None that harass women or anything, but yeah. Let's see what we got here. What's next on here? G4
making a comeback.
Yeah, making a comeback. G4, you guys might remember G4 and their programming. It's getting ready to make a comeback, but one of the things I'm sure people are wondering if it's coming back and if it's something they'll see again is Attack of the Show. G4's Attack of the Show. I remember when that used to come on. That was how many years ago?
It started like in 2004.
Yeah, years ago, man.
If you actually make it past your fold out, you'll find a feature on Poker Legends. These pros give you tips on sizing people up and how you can tell what kind of player someone will be by how they stack their chips.
Oh, it's one of those little tells that you don't know. I play a lot of poker. Do you know what they say about guys with a big stack? Chances are they've got more money.
you know, maybe that needs to stay. Maybe that needs to stay where it was.
That wasn't one of their better episodes. Boy,
he was proud of that shit. Oh, shit, if you ain't gonna laugh, I will.
Mine's just like, okay.
Yeah, unless like the guy, the denominations are off. Like if I have a giant stack,
just like, just okay.
Yeah, she was like, shut the fuck up.
She's like, okay.
So you don't know. I play a lot of poker. Do you know what they say about guys with a big stack? Not chances Kevin. Are they've got more money.
Kevin Burr's like, we gotta bring up bullshit. Come on now.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Yeah, I can stay where it is.
It's like in the 2000s. That's where it could stay.
But whether you like those jokes or not. It looks like all of it's coming back. Mm. They put out a teaser.
They did. There was not many details involved.
Not too many details.
We don't even know what platform it's going to be on. Viacom, they own it. And people are speculating. People are hoping. Let me not say they're speculating. They're hoping for that this will become, it'll be on Twitch or it'll be on YouTube because they should not put this back on television. That was the first mistake. I mean, this was ahead of its time.
No, not with that so-called comedy.
No. But it would probably be better on one of those two services.
Yeah, let's take a look at the teaser.
Sure. Near the Ark of the Covenant.
That joke belongs in a museum. Is that blood on the floor?
Oh yeah. They did a lot of very violent skits.
Yeah, it looked like they just finished one. So no idea what platform.
No. I imagine they'll reveal more details in the future. But listen, man, I'll say this. Yeah, I mean that one clip was not great.
No,
but
I did
watch the show. I mean, right when it started, and like this is kind of the thing that got me into watching. Eventually, this was even before YouTube. That's how old this is.
Yep.
And eventually, as the various programs in the show continued on, that's when I got like interested in stuff like Rooster Teeth or other kind of people who use YouTube as a platform to talk about video games. And listen, it informed a lot of people. You know, inspired a number of critics and people who played video games for a living. So this is, you know, a little nostalgic feeling. See that it's going to be coming back in a new form. I'm at least interested in it. You know, I don't know if they're going to get back the original hosts. Maybe someone like Morgan Webber, Adam Sessler did X-Play, which was, mm-hmm. you know, other than that Attack of the Show, I think it was one of the most popular shows on there. I can potentially see that, but I don't think they're getting Olivia Munn back. she has her acting career.
Yeah.
Anything like that. Yeah. Kevin Pereira maybe, but even though I'm not so sure.
Yeah, you know, I think, of course, it'll go to streaming, man. I don't think it'll be, I mean, if this is a very youth-oriented show, so it's not going to be on some, I don't get.
You want to go to the place where the youth are watching.
Well, especially where they're playing games.
Yeah.
I think that's a good, I mean, who knows, but that's a good guess saying Twitch.
People are hoping for it right now.
Yeah.
Nothing set in stone.
All right. Let's go ahead and talk about something that people have been asking about. They enjoyed the first game. They want to know if they're getting a sequel for this.
So, Cloud, you were a soldier first class, right?
Yeah.
What?
Weird.
Really? What's weird about it?
Nothing. Just that you were the same rank.
Huh? As who?
The first guy I ever loved.
He's like, God damn, hey, girl,
he's so interested, no, he's so oblivious.
You look like your eyes.
Girl, what? You ain't got you in no position to talk about anybody's eyes.
Those big anime eyes.
Big eye, yeah, big ass anime eyes right there. Working on a sequel to this.
They are. They confirmed that they're trying to fast track it as quickly as possible because this game has sold incredibly well. It is, I believe, the fifth best-selling game on the PlayStation 4. So the, you know it's great. Just like, get this shit out as fast as possible.
Yep.
I'm interested to see how much of the Final Fantasy Remake 2, whatever they're going to call it, is going to have of Final Fantasy 7, because they're going to be, these are episodic, as they're calling it, you know, and I'm interested to see like at what specific story beats they want to tackle with that. Yep. I guess it's the middle portion of the game. That's the thing is, like, that's the open world section. Where, I mean, Final Fantasy 7, you had open world.
And people are talking about the linear. Final Fantasy 7 Remake.
Yeah, that's what we're doing. Yeah, but yeah, I'm just curious to like, okay, you're fast tracking this. Like, when do you think it's going to be released? What sections are you going to be tackling? Yeah, I mean, it's exciting. I did enjoy Final Fantasy Remake. I had a few issues with it, but it was a really fun. It's certainly the best Final Fantasy experience I've had in years.
Yeah, I saw you playing it, man. Yeah. I've often thought about if I had the time to play it myself. I don't have a whole lot of time to play games as much as I used to these days. I've been streaming a lot more, but I definitely want to give this a try, man. Yeah. Now that you don't have to do turn-based.
Yes, it's very much an action RPG, and it is a great gateway for people that want, again, the JRPGs. They do make it a lot easier for people, which is good.
Nice. Mm-hmm. All right, guys. Man, we covered that pretty quick.
Yeah, that's it. Mm-hmm. That we're not bullshitting. No. Going through all these stories.
Not bullshitting at all. Yeah. I didn't realize how much time we spent bullshitting.
Oh, it was a lot, a significant amount.
All right, guys. Let's see here.
Get an email or two.
Yeah, we can put an email. Let's go ahead and just do a quick commercial break.
Sure.
While we pull up that email. Be right back after.
Please.
Kitty cat. Hey, Corey and Chris, I was just interested in your take on the top 10 watch shows in America and see if you're surprised or not. All right, you know what? I'll pull that up. You want me, I'll mention them and we can see if you're surprised about it.
Sure.
Let's see here.
Half of them are reality shows, I bet.
Could be.
Yeah.
I don't have a whole lot of faith.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. let me ask you this. What do you think? You want to take a guess at some shows that might be in there?
Yeah, they're not counting sporting events, right? Sporting events like football and stuff.
Maybe.
I'm gonna say The Bachelor's one of them.
You would be happy to know that no.
Oh, good.
The Bachelor is not.
I'm actually happy about that. Very good to hear.
I am too.
Hmm.
You want to take another guess?
I don't watch cable. That's the thing. I stream. Everything.
Don't think cable. Think shows.
Just shows in general.
Yeah.
Right now the most watched?
In the last 60 days.
Okay, Avatar The Last Airbender.
Right.
Yes.
Now you're thinking.
Now I'm thinking. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Name another one. You can get something else.
Damn it.
Give me two more.
What?
Go ahead. What
Watchmen?
You
Watchmen?
No, ain't nobody watching that.
I was watching.
Yeah, you were watching.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
You're the only one, me and you.
Yeah. The Walking Dead.
There you go. Yeah. See, now you're on a roll here.
I'm just thinking the ones that
yeah,
I
yeah, you got
pop
two right there. I'm not going to go through the whole list, but let's do one more. You can get one more.
Got one more? Shit.
Yeah, I guarantee you can get one more. Throw something out. Don't think too hard.
Better Call Saul?
No.
No.
Now you think with your heart.
I know. I'm thinking good quality television show. Stranger Things?
Yeah.
Okay, I got three. There you go.
You got three.
Cool. What are the other ones?
Okay. SpongeBob SquarePants.
Mm.
My Hero Academia.
Anime.
Game of Thrones.
Ah.
Number four is Stranger Things. Yeah. So number one, SpongeBob. Two, My Hero Academia. Three, Game of Thrones. Four, Stranger Things. Five, Avatar The Last Airbender.
Good.
Yeah, I'll just put them up here.
Good show.
Six, Rick and Morty.
Oh, next.
That's why I was trying to get you to go.
The animations.
Seven, The Flash.
Mm, surprise.
Eight, WWE Raw.
That's sporting. That's sport.
Nine, Steven Universe.
Wow.
And 10, You're Walking Dead.
Okay.
There you go.
I knew Steven Universe is popular, but wow, 10. Hmm.
Yeah.
Impressive.
Yeah, man. Look at this. You're better at this than you thought.
Yeah, there's some good shows in there.
Yeah, you would put a little wishful thinking out there.
I know. I want more people to watch Better Call Saul.
Let's see here. I think that's the last thing we got, sir.
That's it. It's over.
It is over.
No.
Yeah. Okay, here's something nice.
Okay.
This was sent to us. This was sent to us on the last show, but I don't know if this person's gone, but I'll read it.
Okay.
Dimitri Clark.
Hello, Dimitri.
He says, great show.
Thank you.
I really miss the DTmerch.com transitions. The classic black tee with the white logo is the best. I really hope the transition comes back someday. They will, as soon as I get the store where I need it to be. I'm working on it.
Yeah. Busy man.
I'm a busy man. We're all busy. All right, folks. We're out of here. Chat, thank you so much. I do appreciate it. Damn. I got nasty over there.
That's how you get corona. Don't do that.
Yeah. I forgot Olivia Mom was over there, man.
That's right. How she got her start.
Yep.
That's how they all got their start.
Oh. T-Sweet, love you, gents. We love you, too.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate
covering it. Slacker. Oh. Real Cobra Star. I just got home.
That's good.
Good. We're going home.
Mm-hmm. Hungry.
Beck Saunders. Bye.
Bye.
Night, Toasties. Somebody said, do Discord. No. Thanks for the show, Angry Asian says.
Happy to.
Thunder Lee Gray. Love ya. We love you too.
Absolutely.
And that is it, y'all. All right. Where's my bumper at?
Yeah. Gotta get through all those tabs.
Yeah.
Too many tabs.
All right, folks. We've streamed for a long time today. We've been streaming for about 6 hours.
Yep.
It's not exactly like streaming 12 hours, we will do one day. I will be streaming 12 hours. Have to. But at this point, I want to thank everybody for helping our sub count go up. I want to thank everybody for coming in and subscribing tonight and showing us a lot of love and generosity. I want to thank everybody for their bits and cheers. And if we didn't love you as much as we do, we wouldn't be here right now. But we do, and we are here. But now, all good things must come to an end.
Sadly.
And sadly, we must go. We'll see you in the next one, though. So, I'm just stalling because I don't want to leave you. But I do have to, at some point, say kcoolmans@gmail.com. That's kcoolmanz @gmail.com. You email us if you got any questions, comments, compliments, insults, input, and our advice. Hit us up on the social medias, Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Christopher Herman.
You can follow me on Twitter @ChrisJHerman. Also on Twitch, Instagram, and Discord on Mr. M7 Simulized content on my YouTube channel, Classic Class.
So, short show tonight, but we'll be back in regular form next week.
That's right.
So you guys, who is that? Mama.
Thank you.
Says, y'all the shit.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. You are the shit, sir. You are the shit. Hopefully we'll have you shit in the studio one day again.
Probably not that.
But we got to get out of here, everybody. Good night, good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Whenever you're listening to or watching this, goodbye and stay toasty.
Kermit.